entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Enjoy his videos, observations, and rants at HearUsTalk.com/WhoIsHe. Hi, my name is Ken, and this isn't your typical podcast. It was recorded live, remains unedited, and is available to anyone who can endure a foul-mouthed Australian kid, Rammstein, and a detailed argument against most of the people I encounter from day-to-day life. If that's you, enjoy the next 2 hours. And eat shit.
This is Justin from Australia. When I'm out wrestling crocodiles and punching the fuck out of kangaroos, I'm listening to the DJ New Style Show. I can't believe.
It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Have you shot the coffee yet?
Snap! Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. We are the show that enjoys a band, and the name of that band is something you may have asked me, and the answer to that question would be, of course, you guessed it, Rammstein!
Rammstein!
really over-enthusiastic scream for Rammstein. All right, let's lower that. Let's fade that out. A lot of people ask me, hey, Ken, how would a professional fade out a Rammstein song? Your answer is this. Just like that. Amazing. Amazing things. And with me, doing amazing things, saying amazing things, Shawnee Murphy. Shawnee Murphy, what's going on, buddy?
I got to tell you, that opening song, I was drumming on my desk like a total fucking geek.
Okay, you don't have to fucking pat your own back. You picked a good song.
I don't think that was a bat pack. That was actually me calling myself a fucking geek.
Oh, well, you know, it was a Guitar Hero World Tour song. It got Steve the LARPer bobbing his head, typing yay, 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 and typing the lyrics in the room, which is a sure way to let people know on the internet that you know the song, that you enjoy it. To type the lyrics as they're being sung. Just to let you know that you have the inside track in a song from, what, 91, 89? When was the song from?
I want to say 93, if I were to guess. How about just Steve the LARPer knows based on his infinite knowledge of lyrics?
You know what? If you do know what year it was from, just give a call. 316-768-4472. And again, if you have something else you'd like to add to the program at any time, that is the number to call. The number is 316-768-4472. Yeah, you've been picking the songs for the pre-intro. I guess we play the song and then, you know, all the shit that people have to endure to endure us. And 2 weeks in a row, two solid picks.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, you know what? Thank you very
much.
I'm
done. My work is done here.
It is. It is absolutely done. I'm going to keep going to you because if it was me constantly picking the intro, we'd be listening to the self-titled Sublime and Paul's Boutique. Every track on loop. We've done 266 episodes. This is 267. It's amazing to me, but, you know, it has to be there has to be different musical tastes involved. It can't just be Sublime, Rage, and Beastie Boys all the time. We've actually discussed long ago, when you were originally co-hosting, that you have probably the most bizarre musical taste. Basically, anything that you hear, potentially, could become your favorite song for years, and then you drop it cold.
Well, I don't think I ever drop anything cold. I just like all music. I mean, I have no discerning taste when it comes to music. I you know how the people are snobs with music. I just like it all, so yeah. It's irrelevant. So I just have a very broad library of musical interest.
Typically, the people that say that don't look like you. The people that say, "Oh, dude, I just like music." It's usually a guy that would be at a bar and be surrounded by people whispering. That guy looks like Jesus. Just walking in the bar. He is the type of guy that's, long as it's music, man, I love it. And how many times in a month do you think you almost see Jesus?
I would say you see some Jesus lookalike 2 to 3 times a month.
Yeah. And I never.
That's where I'm going.
Whenever I'm out at a restaurant or a bar or something like that, and maybe just like. Walking the aisles of some fucking store, you do see someone who looks a lot like Jesus with the long hair and the beard. And listen, there's different degrees of Jesus. Typically, anybody will say, he has a beard and his hair is past his ears. Look, the guy looks exactly like Jesus. But it's not always the case, is it?
No, usually it's someone that has one of the Jesus-like properties.
Yeah. And of course, the Jesus-like properties, you know, apart from the biblical sense of raising the dead and surviving with fucking spears in your heart. But the looks, the long hair, the sharp cheekbones, basically you have to look like the paintings of Jesus. And I've gone my whole life seeing these people, interacting with these people, but I've never seen one operate a motor vehicle until this weekend. We were parking at Target, Amanda and I, and I saw this rusted Buick with a dent. I don't even know if it was a Buick, but it was a car that could be described as very Buick-like. And I took a picture of it. It's on DJNewStyle.tumblr.com. And it was the most dented, corroded piece of shit with just boxes in the back of it. and he just looked like he was having a really bad day. And to me, like, the guys who look like Jesus, when you see them, or when you hear someone say the guy looks like Jesus and points to a guy, he's usually, like, pretty mellow. He's enjoying himself. He's never frustrated. Did you ever notice that?
Well, I think the typical Jesus kind of guy is your stoner.
Yeah, completely.
He's always high. And high people, for the most part, they're pretty mellow people. They're relaxed. They're chill. Nothing bothers them. It's irrelevant. That's why you end up looking like Jesus, is because you smoke so much pot that nothing bothers you. You don't care about your appearances anymore.
Yeah.
You don't care that you let your hair grow long and scraggly and you've got this scruffy-looking beard. So, yeah. So usually they're pretty chill dudes.
Yeah. And it's not like you're in an area of a space of time where there's no scissors and it's uncommon to cut your hair and trim your face. That's generally, you know, maintaining your body hair and your fucking appearance is something you do now. It's common. So the few guys that refuse to do it are always compared to paintings of Jesus. And I never saw one drive until now, and he was having a fucking rough day. He pulled into this spot crooked. He had like the column shifter. He just slammed it up. And he sat back. He let his head go back. And I could tell he let out just a fucking sigh. I'm like, here we fucking go. Here we fucking go. And that just led me to believe, I've never seen a Jesus look like have a rough time. And now I want to see nothing but that.
See, I think it would be disconcerting to see Jesus having a rough time.
You think so?
Unless his rough time is, you know, getting stabbed with spears and getting hung on a cross. Because, yeah, you know, that's the expected Jesus rough time. But, like, just Jesus having a bad day because, like, you know, his wife didn't clean the house.
Yeah.
Or, you know, his car sucks. You know, you don't want to see Jesus having issues like that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to see him, you know. I mean, I do want to see him have those kind of problems. I want to see him be inconvenienced. So that I'll know he is not the Christ. He is a false Christ. No, I would love to see a Jesus pulled over the side of the road, just like giving his best line of shit to a state trooper, and the cops not having it. He's just not fucking listening. He goes back to, yeah, I'll be right back. Hold on. Give me your license, registration, insurance. Oh, no insurance? Okay, I'll be right back. He's like, well, you know, in my day, we did not need insurance. just trying anything. And then comes back, he gets 17 fucking points. His license is revoked. Just, I want to see him fucking have a shitty goddamn week. But it
That's
never
actually
happens.
A good question, though. Do you think if you're a Jesus lookalike and you get pulled over, that the cops are going to be more hard-ass to you, or they're going to be more lenient to you?
I mean, I would think that that they would call him a devil-may-care long-hair. They wouldn't think of him as a potential Jesus. They wouldn't think of him coming back now, driving a fucking 93 Beretta with hubcaps and fucking getting pulled over on Route 80. I don't think that would be what Jesus would occupy his time with. Okay,
so they're just gonna think he's a scumbag then.
They're gonna
treat him like a scumbag.
They're either gonna think he is someone who's trying to convince people he's Jesus, or a scumbag. Yes, and that's interesting because when I was a kid, I have a distinct memory of my dad just out of nowhere, like, because I guess he was repairing, like, the screen door that we have at my parents' house, and he shut it, and I go, I asked him, that locks? He goes, yeah, it locks. Now, let me ask you, if someone came to the door and said they were Jesus, what would you do? And I'm thinking, so I'm little, but I have a picture of Jesus in my head, because I've seen it. And I know I've seen, even at that age, I've seen people that looked like him. And I'm really trying to figure out what the correct thing to say is, not like what I really feel, because it would obviously be I would shut the door, go for the fucking block of steak knives, and just hide. Because I'm fucking 6 or 7. And I said, I guess I would make sure that he's Jesus. And if he was, I would let him in. And my dad said, you let him in. And I know, if I go to him now, he would have no recollection of this. And I have to believe he was fucking with me, but I have an indelible memory of him basically instructing me to let any fucking hippie that approaches the door just gain access to our house, because he might be the son of man.
I'm actually thinking that your dad had a hidden agenda here.
Why, you think you wanted to slay Jesus in our fucking kitchen?
No, I'm thinking your dad, when you were little, had a little pot habit.
You think so?
And he knew the dealer looked like Jesus.
You know what? I have no idea if he ever did. He certainly does not seem like the type to do it, because he is as far from mellow as it gets. I was just talking to him now, because he said, we went to the city. I'm like, did you eat anywhere? He's like, yeah, we ate at this one place we go to. No big deal. I said, oh, well, you should try. Do you like soup? And he's like, yeah, I like soup, of course. He's like, well, there's this Vietnamese soup called pho, and it's great. He's like, stop it right there. Nope. I said, what are you? I'm not going in any Vietnamese restaurants. So I have to imagine if he was truly a stoner, he would embrace all foods and cultures and all that. But I think he still holds some kind of a grudge from the conflict in the 60s. So I think he would have been the caller of the long hair rather than the callee. So I don't know what his agenda was. Maybe he was feeling guilty for not having gone to church for like a couple years, like weaseling his way out of that.
So like Jesus is going to show up and call him on it?
No, like I guess he was feeling like maybe he wanted to instill some kind of sense of holiness in me or listen, I don't know why you tell a kid if there's a guy who looks like Jesus that comes to the door, you let him in because he's Jesus. I don't understand.
You absolutely can't do that because kids will take everything so literally.
Yeah.
So anybody who looks remotely like Jesus, come right on in.
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, this guy's ransacking your house.
I would ask, you got to ask to see a wound or something like that. But you know what? You do that in the Bible, you get shit for it. He shows you, but he gives you shit for it from what I've been read to in church. I've never read the Bible. I've had it read to me while I was building with the books. I was treating the books in the pew like fucking blocks and just building with them and having them collapse. I was never paying attention in church. I just don't have the capacity to listen and all that. But yeah, just like if he comes in and he says he's Jesus, what's the fucking big deal? Let him in. Let him have a fucking sun-kissed and a fruit roll-up.
Your dad comes home, you're sitting on the couch with Jesus.
Yeah, I'm just hanging with Jesus. He loves Gushers. I do too. We bonded. I don't know. It was really fucking weird. But all the dudes that like look like Jesus, they know that they're going to get this. Like they know what comes with that look. They hear it all day. But they still date chicks. Like they have girlfriends and stuff. So what I want to wonder is, like, do these girlfriends hang up like pictures of their boyfriend who obviously looks like Jesus? And like in their cubicle, or maybe they have one in their car or something like that. Do they do this? Because I would imagine if someone sees it, they're gonna, you know, maybe think like if a Jewish girl dates a guy who looks a lot like Jesus and she hangs his picture up in her office, you know, people might think, oh, hey, who's the fucking Jesus freak? Jesus. Supposed to be keep religion out of the goddamn office. Might have to talk to HR about this.
Well, I actually know a girl who's engaged to – when I say he looks like Jesus, I mean he is Jesus. He might as well be fucking Jesus. And she brought him around. Everyone – it was a Christmas party. Everyone's like whispering, oh, my God, that guy looks like Jesus. And people are getting drunk now. They're laughing at him behind his back. They're like, it's fucking Jesus. Look, it's Jesus. And
is that really behind his back when they're drunkenly yelling? No, look, it's not. Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, so clearly, these people know they look like Jesus, so they're just going with it. They know they look like Jesus. They want to look like Jesus.
Oh,
so, hey, I'm gonna continue looking like Jesus.
The best part of this, though, the guy that was really frustrated at in the Target parking lot, I think he parked in a handicapped spot, and he was wearing a fucking robe. He was literally wearing a robe.
I like to see you get hung up on a cross and stabbed with spears and then not take the handicap spot.
Yeah.
The motherfucker died for your sins.
He did. And then what did he do with it? He went to Target to buy, I don't know what. What do you buy at Target when you're Jesus? I have no fucking clue. All
robes,
I know is
sandals.
Robes and sandals, yes. And bandages. But, I mean, all I know is that the guy couldn't fucking drive worth a shit. And I've never seen a Jesus that was like not kind of a shitty person. Yeah, Do you ever interact with the Jesus people? Not, and I say Jesus people, I want anybody to know that I'm not talking about worshipers of Jesus. I'm talking about, when I say Jesus people, these are the guys that look like Jesus.
No, I think there's something a little off-putting about a Jesus person. I mean, because you're going to think a couple things. You're going to think, okay, this guy's like a dirty scumbag. Or he's some pious freak that you don't want to be dictated yeah. to by. I think you go out of your way to avoid the Jesus guy.
Yeah, I guess you do. Because they're always going to have some kind of philosophy. That you can't look like that and not have some kind of fucking supposed knowledge that you need to impart to anybody who approaches you. You know who I would think would be a huge Jesus guy, and I'm shocked that he isn't, is Steve the LARPer. Steve the LARPer should be a Jesus guy.
He's got all the makings of a Jesus guy, except for the hippie hair and the he's got a little beard.
Yeah, but you know, it's
not the Jesus beard though.
No, Jesus never had a goatee. It's got to be long and combable, I think, for it to be a Jesus beard. If you can tie it with a scrunchie and run a fucking comb through it, then it's a Jesus beard. Like
yeah, but
somewhere between Steve the LARPer and ZZ Top is Jesus beard. See, Steve saying in the HeroesTalk.com chat room, and by the way, that's where we are when we're live every Tuesday night, HeroesTalk.com. He's saying, I won't do the long hair. I love not having hair. But I do love me some ZZ Top. Whatever, fucking Steve the LARPer. Shitty driver you are anyway, too. Can we just say Steve the LARPer is a very, very shitty and bad driver?
He is really horrible. I remember being in the car with him and just being completely fearful for my life on numerous occasions. He would do this thing. Now, granted, this was in his early 20s, but he would like see a hot chick on the road and he'd pull his car alongside of them and start staring at them, but completely cease paying any attention to anything else going on around him. The car would be swerving and weaving. He'd be like right on the guy in front of his bumper, and he'd be just staring down this girl like he's going to kill her, and maybe that's what he was thinking. But yeah, it was some frightening experiences. So Steve the LARPer is a pretty shitty driver.
He's trying to defend himself here in the Heroes Talk chat room. He's saying, I'm a great driver. It took me years to get a DWI. Steve, great drivers don't fucking get DWIs. You dope. Fuck. You failed as a driver when you get a DWI. I'm a bad driver. Listen, I'm a fucking horrible driver. I'm the first one to say it, and I'm pretty careless. I sleep behind the wheel at times, just occasionally. I've hit things. I've skidded into curbs. I've never driven drunk more than for like 5 minutes once. I did it for 5 minutes once, and it was fucking frightening. I've never done it again. And I think now I'm instantly a better driver than Steve, even falling asleep.
You are a pretty frightening driver, too. I mean, the sleeping thing, because you definitely have a case of narcolepsy.
I do.
I mean, there has been incidents where like I was able to convince people you were dead. Because you were out so cold.
Yeah.
And you do that behind the wheel. Like literally just okay, I'm going to go to sleep now. And usually you do the wise thing and you pull over. But you pull over at like 3 in the afternoon. I need to take a nap now. I'm going down.
Yeah. I mean, it just happens sometimes. You know, those commercials for 5-Hour Energy, they're no joke. That 2 o'clock hour is a real fucking pill. Okay? But now... I'm an older man. I'm 30 years old. I'm mature. I have to take command of my life, grab it by the fucking reins, and try to not sleep while the car is moving. I pull off to the side, and I take a nap, and hope that my car won't be ransacked with me in it. And I hope that if I wake up, I'm in the car, the car is running, the radio is playing, and I don't have any wounds, and things of mine aren't missing. So I pull over, and I sleep a little bit. I do that now, and that little quick nap really refreshes me and lets me finish the rest of my drive. I will carry containers to piss in. I found that if I piss into the container, I'm instantly a little bit more awake. That there are things that people tell you to do to stay awake. Just turn the music on. Have you ever slept through a fucking alarm clock? Do you even understand what it's like to have fucking 10 alarm clocks on your cell phone and 3 around your goddamn bedroom and not even hear any of them?
There's very little that actually keep you awake. I mean, they say roll down your windows.
Yeah,
that doesn't keep you.
Turn the AC on. Blast it at your face. Doesn't matter.
Nothing of it matter. Your body just says, you know what? Fuck you. I don't care if I kill you right now. I'm gonna go to sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, I've fallen asleep at traffic lights, like in the middle of the night, like the traffic lights there, and you're just sitting waiting for that like 4 minute stretch.
Yeah.
And I've had I've slept through like three or four cycles before.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that one beep you get from the guy who happens to end up behind you at the stoplight, that wakes you up.
Yeah, and then you're freaked out. You're like, God, I hope that's not a fucking cop.
That shaking awake feeling is definitely not good when you have your hands on a fucking steering wheel and your foot on a gas pedal. And that's the only reaction you can get when you wake up and you see that you're on the road, unless you've been tempered to expect this, as I have been.
Years worth of it.
Yes, years and fucking years. So now I'm a little bit more cautious. And I don't trust. My thing is, I don't trust other drivers anymore. I know that people are supposed to stop at certain areas. I know that they'll nose out, but I don't know if they're coming to the stoplight and they haven't stopped yet. I don't know what they're gonna do. I generally go with the idea that people are fucks and will break the law and ultimately kill me. So I don't fucking if I see somebody darting towards an intersection. You know, and I'm going through the intersection, I maybe hit, I touch the brake a little bit until I see that they've slowed down, and then I go. That's what I do. And I get shit for that. But how many times do you hear of someone you went to school, oh, a fucking truck rubbed her bumper and fucking sent her into oncoming traffic, and now she's dead?
Jeez. Well, I am pretty similar in how I drive now. Like, I just kind of, I'm constantly on the lookout for psychos. And if I see them, I just do everything I can to avoid them. I'll go 10 miles below the speed limit to make sure they get far ahead of me. And I'll do anything I can to avoid these people. So I kind of agree with you there. Yeah, but it really hasn't always been that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when
you were a fucking maniac.
When I was younger, behind that wheel, I was that psychopath. But I was generally not a psychopath just in general. Normally, I would drive pretty much the straight and narrow. But if someone else did something fucked up, I would try to do something to completely ruin their life. Like, I had no fear whatsoever. I mean, one of my favorite things I used to do.
Did you actually have a no fear sticker? Because I think that was fashionable at the time.
No, okay. I did not have a no fear sticker. You don't want to let them know you're coming.
I know. Yeah, you want to let them know that there might be fear. So anyway, you had no fear whatsoever, and you wanted to ruin their fucking day.
So, you know, a lot of times when you're at a traffic light and there's a left turn where they have the green arrow on the other side where they can turn. And what always happens in those situations is people always try to go even after the green arrow is gone.
Yes.
Yeah. So your light turns and there's like three or four people trying to squeeze through.
Yeah.
Well, what I used to do in those situations is I'd sit there on the other side of the light, just basically revving my engine, waiting for my light to turn. And be damned if it mattered whether or not that other person in front of me was turning. I would floor it at them. I would scream kind of like an Indian going into battle. And floor
Jesus
it at
Christ.
And at the last second, I would swerve to avoid crashing into them and swerve around their car. So basically just trying to put the absolute total fear of death into them. And maybe, you know, teach them a little lesson.
But you know, you see that that's fucking stupid, right?
That's fucking psychotic. I can't believe I never just completely broadsided someone and killed them.
People do that now. My girlfriend won't. She's very good at driving. She's a very good driver. Okay, my girlfriend is a very good driver, but she will do this thing where if someone is doing wrong, and she knows it, she'll continue on her path because she's doing right, to almost let them know that they're doing wrong, risking. Like fucking contact if they continue to keep fucking up. Just in that situation, the light changes, they can no longer turn. They turn, she keeps going. Not she doesn't fucking turn into a banshee and just fucking pull the car right for them, but she keeps going and doesn't hit the brakes whatsoever. And it has just happened that she hasn't gotten into any accidents doing this. I go and I see this fucking guy turning in front of me, I hit the brakes a little bit. She actually says, no balls.
No balls. Your girlfriend's calling you out.
I don't want to fucking die, so I have no fucking balls. Getting in an accident will remove your fucking balls. You can have all the goddamn balls in the world. You can turn it to Sean and yell like Randy Quaid going into the alien ship in ID4, 1996. I can't. Who am I speaking to that would fucking relate to that reference? Hey, remember Independence Day? That was awesome. Jesus Christ. I'm a fucking old man. I actually went to what used to be the coolest movie of our generation to make a fucking reference. Just terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Well, you know, what your girlfriend is doing there, you know, it's very similar to a lot of things I used to do. Like, you know, you'd be on the highway and it's stop dead traffic and you got that the lane is ending, like the right lane ends. So, you know, everyone that's normal is doing the typical left, right, zipper merge.
Yep.
I can remember when I was commuting heavily in a big traffic area, and I was on the road doing that. I was in the right lane, and there was these kids. They were like punk kids in a Camaro, and they were doing everything they could to not let me merge. And I had a piece of shit car. I didn't care. I really would have just hit them on principle. So I just kept forcing my way in, So we were basically playing a game of chicken. You know, who's going to let their car get hit first?
Yeah.
So I win. Let's say I get my car in. They pull back, but now they're fucking pissed. So they're sitting. They're behind me. They're beeping the horn at me. I look in the rear view. They're flipping me off. They're yelling at me. They actually had a convertible. So they're doing all this, and I used to smoke in my car at the time. So I have a half lit cigarette in my hand. So I reach my hand out the window and I flick the cigarette just up onto the hood of their car. It's just sitting on the hood of their car, smoldering. There's really nothing they can do about it because they couldn't drive fast enough to get the wind going. So the thing's just sitting there burning, and now they're really fucking pissed at me. They're going completely apeshit. But their option then, I guess, is to get out of the car. And the traffic's not completely stopped dead. It's, you know, where it's doing like 5 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So finally, we get onto where the merge breaks up and you know, traffic starts moving again. So they drive up alongside of me. And they had like a cup full of soda and ice, and they just whipped it at my car and just hit the side of my car. And then I continued doing crazy shit. So I was swerving my car at them, tailgating them. You know, they're doing the brake checks and everything. And, you know, it's getting pretty dangerous at this point. And then finally they get fed up. So they decide, all right, we're going to settle this. We're going to fight.
Wait, you're getting into a fucking fist fight?
Yeah. They're looking to looking to fist fight me. Now there's two of them, and it's me. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna go fight this. So they're like waving me off to the side of the road. You know, pull over. I'm like looking at them, like, yeah, let's go. So they pull off the side of the road. I just keep on going, just drive right up. I'm not gonna fight fucking two guys. I mean, at that point, I probably would have.
How did they let you know that they wanted to fight? Were they still in the car, or did they get out?
No, we were driving. They were alongside of me at this point. And they're waving, and then they're pointing off the side of the road. They're, you know, letting me know, you know, pull over.
So, did they honestly expect you to get out? Like, how could they have ever come to that form of logic to say, I'm going to threaten this kid, and he's going to come out there, and we're going to fight?
Yeah.
You're in cars. Just fucking move. How long ago was this? I'm curious. I'm very curious.
That had to be about 13 years ago or
okay.
So. That was a while ago.
13 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, stuff like that doesn't typically happen anymore, right?
Well, at this point, but you know, I mean, within the past couple of years, there's been at least one incident that I can think of that's happened.
Hmm.
And it's actually fairly similar to the first story I was telling about making the left turn, except I was the one making a left turn.
Okay.
And I'm making a left turn. Basically, what had happened was the traffic light was flashing yellow. They had put a construction zone there. They shut the traffic light off. And there's a lot of traffic coming from the other direction making right turns. So making a left turn, in order for me to do it, I would have really had to be an asshole. I would have had to go and cut people off and squeeze in there. And I usually try to avoid that as best I can.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very anti-asshole on the road and will do everything I can to like assault assholes. But I try to avoid being an asshole myself. So I'm waiting, and it's been a while. So the guy behind me beeps his horn. I just kind of ignore it. Guy beeps his horn again, you know, like, you know, 5-6 seconds later. And there's really no opportunity to go other than cutting people off. So I just ignore that one. Finally, the third horn beeps, and it was just like like I just completely snapped instantaneously. I mean, there was no thought process whatsoever. There wasn't like a gradual build up, like this guy's annoying me, cut it out, and then just gradually get more and more. I just completely snapped. I took the car, I floored it. I turned left, you know, towards where the turn would be, but instead of actually going down the ramp, I just parked the car perpendicular on the road and just stopped in the middle of the road. So there was no physical way for him to make the left turn. Now I'm blocking traffic in all directions. I'm just sitting there on the road, and my girlfriend's in the car, and she's completely fucking flipping out. Like, she's, like, screaming, like, crying. She doesn't know what the hell's going on because, I mean, it just went from, like, 0 to 60 instantaneously on the
Look,
on
this baby doll, this is just part of the package.
And I wasn't even noticing that she was existing at this point. So I just turned and looked at this guy.
You went blank.
I went blank. It was just like just total rage. Just, you know, totally took me over. And I'm not a very imposing person. I'm not a big guy by any stretch. But at that point, I turned and looked at that guy. I rolled down the window and I go, I will get out of this fucking car and I will beat the fucking living shit out of you. And I must have just looked like a total psychopath and just been behaving like such a psychopath because I have never seen the look of fear on anyone that this guy had at that point in time. He was completely fearful. This guy knew at that point that his life was about to be over. He had no doubt. So fortunately enough for me, I did not get out of the car. My girlfriend was like, you know, screaming and freaking out. And she finally snapped me back to reality. And that was really the end of the story. But the greatest thing was the look of fear in that guy's face. I will never forget it. And actually, when I was thinking about this story earlier, I kind of started getting a little bit of that rage back. It started bringing a little bit back into me. And it was I got to say, I liked it again a little bit.
So when you get mad, you just typically shut off. And everything but you and your opponent, that's all that exists. Everything else goes away. Wow. Kind of like a story that you made me aware of. I haven't been really able to keep up on some of this news that's been going on. Some of the news that really interests us, and this one is basically out of Pennsylvania. Oh, and by the way, what I do to deal with road rage now is I look for the license plate of the person and I say the name of their state and I say assholes. I basically liken everyone from their state, Pennsylvania assholes. No one from that fucking state can drive. New Jersey, New York, whatever. God forbid if it's someone who's out of fucking state, out of country, whatever. Canada, Ontario, anybody, doesn't matter. But this was from Connellsville, Pennsylvania. What the fuck is this about? You're saying some lady just lost her fucking mind.
Yeah, so I'm reading this article today, and I guess it was another situation of traffic-y conditions, and, you know, people start getting hot under the collar, and I guess they're fighting, they're jawing at each other. So the one bitch gets out of her car, and I guess she must have had a kid. She took the kid's dirty diaper and fucking splattered it on the rear window of the other car and smeared it all over the fucking window.
Oh, wait, she got out with it and did like a fucking squeegee man?
Yeah, she just fucking splattered it off the window and just fucking wiped it all over.
Oh, see, I can understand you whip like a fucking shit diaper at a car. I can understand that. She left her kid.
She left her kid in the car
and fucking went. What, did she carry the baby?
Actually, it would be funny if she got in the back seat of the car and took off the baby's diaper.
Because you're not ripping a kid out of a fucking car seat in seconds to go exact your revenge on someone who wronged you on the road. Like, you're leaving the car with whatever shit diaper you can find and just giving it the old brown wash on the fucking... This lady just fucking lost her mind. What do you think could have possibly happened to drive her to this fucking place?
See, I don't think it takes much for road rage. I think it takes a little... You feel like someone wronged you, and then they don't just own up to having wronged you at that point. They don't do the, hey, my bad. Like, usually if someone does a, hey, my bad, it's gonna settle the things really quick, settle it down real quick.
Yeah, if someone
starts yelling back or, like, you know, you're mad and they look at you and they're like, you know what, fuck you, and they flip you the bird, it just turns into immediate escalation from there. Like, you know, all of a sudden that factor of escalation just increases like tenfold.
That affects you? That really – the bird, as you said, really affects you?
It used to drive me nuts, but I gotta tell you, nothing really gets to me on the road.
I can't tell you how fucking amusing it is to me when someone chooses to fucking extend their middle finger at me. Like, I feel nothing from it. In fact, it's hilarious. I love the person who's yelling and I can't hear what they're saying, because then I know they're truly fucking pissed. I'm completely guilty of it as well. I yell and I know they can't hear me, but it's a way I get rid of the anger. But when I see someone else do it, that to me gets me in more of a fucking rage than someone extending their middle finger and probably leaving the thumb extended out too. Like a fucking middle finger rookie. But
it doesn't bother me anymore. In fact, I had an incident a couple months ago where I'm driving home. You know, I'm just driving in the right lane, minding my own business, and some car is flying up in the left lane, just complete full speed. And I see, as this car is coming up, the passenger is literally hanging out the window, like his entire his entire torso is out of the window, flipping me off as he drives by. And this is how far out of the window it is. As they drove by, he was able to turn and stare at me outside the window while he continued to flip me off.
Oh, Jesus.
And they proceed down the road. And I just lost it laughing. I just started laughing at how funny that was.
Dedication, like, for this people.
Like, that guy was so hardcore.
He risked his fucking life to tell you fuck you with his hands.
Yeah. And for no reason, too. I was like, man, what did I do today?
Like,
and I just laughed my ass off at that guy.
The point of doing that is to tell someone fuck you. And I never understand when someone flips you the bird, as you like to say. I haven't said flip the bird, and I don't know. But when someone gives you the finger.
The finger.
When they give you the finger. If they don't say anything with the finger, to me, it's a wasted effort.
It's lack of creativity.
Fuck! Like, they need to make a noise with it, and it has to shake and be real angry. I never understand the calm middle finger people. So, but this lady just got into a fucking scuffle with somebody, and she's accused of wiping a dirty diaper on the window of another woman's vehicle.
I don't know how that's a situation where you're going to be able to deny it.
Hmm.
Show up, there's a diaper splattered on the back window.
So, about how old do you think this person is?
Well, actually, the woman, the diaper smear or the diaper smear-ee?
Well, if we get one of them, we'll know the entire tale. Why don't we do the smear-ee? How old is the smear-ee?
Smear-ee, I believe, was like 38.
You see? It's got to be...
36.
It's got to be much younger then. Because someone that is like 36, 38 years old doesn't get shit on their window from an older person. That is the rarest of rare. It wouldn't be happening in fucking Pennsylvania. That's something in like fucking mainland China. Someone just been working building toasters fucking 15 years with no break. Someone has a blowout, traffic happens, and then they get out and fucking, it doesn't matter how old they are. But in our country, in our region, the young are upset by the old. No matter how you slice it, young people will always try to exact fucking passive faggoty revenge on the old. And this is passive faggoty revenge. She just flipped out, lost her fucking mind, wiped some shit on the guy's car. I mean, to me, is it even a crime, really?
I'm pretty sure that's a crime.
I don't think it is.
I would be very upset if someone wiped baby shit on my car. That is my definition of a crime. If
it comes off in the rain.
I don't know. It's the middle of summer. That shit's gonna harden and crustify.
And then it goes off in the wind. It's not.
In the wind, no. That's going to be on there. That's going to be on there unless you go to a car wash.
Oh, shit won't bake on a car. Come on.
Shit will bake directly on that car.
You're acting like she has a fucking ShopRite bag of shit. She has basically a shit swatch that she's wiping.
Have you ever seen a baby's diaper?
Yeah, but it's all smashed in. It's already compressed.
But it's getting then smeared all over your rear window. I mean, that could cover an entire window easy.
You think so? One diaper.
One diaper, easy. I changed my nephew's shit. I almost vomited. It was all over the place. And then he started freaking out. And
what color?
What
color was it?
It was a light brown.
Okay.
But he started freaking out, and he kicked right into the shit. So his sock was covered in the shit. He's got like shit sock, and then I don't know what the fuck to do. So I'm like freaking out, and my sister-in-law hadn't put any baby wipes by the changing table. She had left them all in the other room.
Oh no!
So I'm screaming for my older nephew. I'm like, get the baby wipes! And he comes running up. He's got one. I'm like, no, you don't understand anymore. And he comes back. He's got like two more. I'm like, listen, Kyle, I need all the baby wipes. But yeah, no, baby shit is horrifyingly disgusting. It's awful. And there's no way I would be mortified. I would rather get punched in the face repeatedly than have someone wipe baby shit on my car.
I don't think so.
No, I would.
I don't think so.
I would enjoy it in comparison to having baby shit wiped on my car.
If you are actually met with two people, one of them who's going to punch you in the face several times and one who says, I'm going to wipe this on your window, I don't think you're going to go with the guy who's going to punch you in the fucking face. Stop with the hyperbole. I want exact measures of emotion.
All right, I guess when you put it in that context, yes, yeah, you're right. I probably would take the baby shit wiped on my car, but I wouldn't like it.
I wouldn't care. I would.
You wouldn't care. You'd be all for it. Hey, good for you.
I wouldn't give a shit.
Thanks for the shit.
You know what I would do? I would just fucking drive away and leave this woman holding shit in her fucking hands, and then maybe fire a hose at my window. Who gives a fuck? But then again.
See, I can see this turn into a big shit fight, though. Like, you get out of the
car. A shit fight? What do I have, a fucking bandolier of turds? How am I going to fight this woman with shit?
It's on your car now. All you need is a paper towel and a little scoop of it, and then just run over and splatter it on the bitch's face. Like, that would quickly, for me, that would instantaneously escalate to shit on her face.
Here's the thing. Like, it's obviously two women doing this. If this younger woman did that to a fucking, like, a pickup truck with rubber nuts hanging off the fucking hitch, it would be fucking, there would be a much worse story being reported of this woman's head being just completely and irreparably damaged.
There would have been a dragging on the highway at that point.
Yeah, it's a non-story, really. I mean, it's interesting to hear that this woman was so enraged she rubbed shit on a car, but it's a non-story because nothing came of it. It's just two women doing it. No big deal. What, she spent maybe a couple hours downtown? She's not, like, doing any serious bid for this. If a guy did it to a woman's car, he's going away for a long fucking time.
Oh, yeah, it's not last. I mean, this chick got charged with harassment, which is basically nothing.
And, Sean, if you're in traffic and a woman rubs shit on your car,
there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. You just have to suck it up and accept the fact that shit was rubbed. Actually, you know what? No. I would rub shit back on her. I would. You know what? That's your only recourse.
And then
recourse,
you know what?
You can't beat her up.
But you know what? It would be twisted into that. How are you going to get the shit?
I'm going to have like something in my car that I can scoop up the baby shit that's on my car with, and I'm going to chase that bitch down, and there's going to be some fucking shit in her hair.
So from now on, whenever you cross the state line into Pennsylvania, you're going to have a fucking roll of Brawny, just in case. Ready.
Just in case some bitch decides to do
it.
Yeah.
You can't grab her wrist and pull it out of her hand and then fucking take it like a pie pan and just mush it in her fucking eyes.
Now, you're going to have to collect your own resources, your own material on this one. You're going to have to have something to scoop it off your car with.
Or you can just keep a beaker of your own feces.
Just ready to go.
Actually, like a ninja bomb.
If you could pop it out real quick, you could just shit in your own hand.
Just grab my ankles and fire it off like a mortar shell?
Just fucking drop your pants and just fucking right into your hand.
See, you can't get out of the car when that happens. You can't, because as a guy facing off with an angry woman, if you're not that guy to hit a woman, and you don't and you care about going to jail and all that stuff, you're not going to hit her. That's one thing you can't do. You're going to yell at her, sure, right? You'll yell at her. Hey, what the fuck? Blah, blah, blah. But now she has shit in her hands. Not only are you getting it rubbed on your fucking car, she's going to try rubbing it on you, and it's going to come to blows. So the best thing is just drive away. So this has been valuable advice for those of you who are threatened with a baby shit smearing. What you should do is drive away. Unless you're another woman, then just fight it out on the fucking shoulder. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Well, you know what, Sean? Well, let's take a break here.
Okay.
Too much baby shit for my... I'm going to carry something to wipe, just in case. And I will have a Jif jar. Just in case I need to squat on the side of the road and store it. And I will put one of those paper towels on top as if I was... preserving fucking aspirin, just to keep him dry. Anyway, This is the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Mm-mm.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Hi everyone, this is DJ Newstyle, host of the DJ Newstyle Show, inviting you to check out the Hear Us Talk forums, the official message board of hearustalk.com. Discuss show topics, comment on previous episodes, talk to hosts, talk to fans, or peruse some of the bizarre images and video clips posted in our We Find Things on the Internet section. Do you like video games? What about sports? Are you into MMA? Do you like crappy music? Do you like broads? Wait, oh, of course not, but are you sexually attracted to women? Wait, still no? Okay, well, maybe you should pass the link on to a friend. HearUsTalk.com/forum. What I'm saying in a nutshell is that there's something for everyone in the Hear Us Talk forums. Go to HearUsTalk.com/forum, and if it's not there, and it should be, post it. HearUsTalk.com/forum.
The DJ New Style Show.
Attention, Pepper Gardens, you're under the neighborhood watch. Hello out there to all you fine folks at your little computer screens there. I'm Joe Caramello, and you're listening to Neighborhood Watch. It's a little thing I throw together to help all my fine friends out here in Pepper Gardens. Nice little neighborly thing I do for you guys. But listen, today was a good day. I went out, I put on my nice little jogging suit I got there, I put a comb on my head, some sneakers on my feet, it felt wonderful. I walked on down to the Quick Check to get the paper, and I'm not even two goddamn houses past my own home when I notice it comes to me that, hey, today is Tuesday. You know, that may not make sense to all you people. I mean, I'm not losing my fucking mind here, but if you saw what I saw on that lawn, couple houses down by my own home, you'd know what I'm talking about. Tuesday. That means it's time to recycle your cardboard. I'm only two houses down the street, and I stop in my tracks right here, and I see three bundles of magazines, and they're on the other side of the drive, not even near the mailbox. They're on the other side of the drive. Animals. Here I am trying to look out for the neighborhood and be a good person for all you friends out there. And this guy's over here acting like it's a fucking Friday morning with his fucking Fast Company magazine stacks. Well, folks, we got him. Yeah, that's right. My first guest here is the owner of that house. If you could even call it that goddamn rat's nest that it looks like. It's my neighbor, Ken. Ken. Joe.
Joe, I know it's you. Number. Listen, there's no reason for you to be calling me. Why? Why are you calling me?
The magazines, Ken.
What about them, Joe?
What about them? You got them all over your fucking yard, Ken. It's a mess.
Really? Let me... Joe, stop! You're ripping the fucking bundles up!
It's cardboard day!
What the fuck?
Cardboard, goddammit!
You old fuck! What
not
the
magazines!
Fuck is wrong with you? I'm recycling! Recycling.
It's Tuesday! It's Tuesday! Tuesday!
What?
Tuesday, not Friday. Clean up your fucking lawn!
Fuck! I'm gonna run you and your fucking paper off the fucking road tomorrow!
Oh, that's a good point. All right. Whoa, looks like we lost him. Well, maybe we got through to him. Maybe he's gonna learn his lesson. But, you know, Ken, if you're listening, you know, I'm not the only one who's here saying things, Ken. I'm over here a couple houses down from you. You know, we talk. You know, I'm your friend, Ken. I'm coming to you like a friend. And then you go all off on me like some kind of a fucking asshole. Jesus. Well, that's it for me. Now remember, Friday's for papers and magazines, Tuesday's for cardboard, Wednesday's bottles, and your son shouldn't be going around with all kind of girls like that, for Christ's sakes. He's a grown fucking man. Take care. I'll be watching. This has been Joe Caramello with Neighborhood Watch.
Five.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show.
Ananas.
Baguettes. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. I appreciate it. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. That's DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Videos, podcasts, everything. Join our Facebook fan page. Say hello. Bring your fucking friends here. Why are you such an asshole about that? I'm serious. I'm not gonna tell you forever, okay? If you want this to keep going, you want us to be good terms, bring a fucking friend by. And also, you and your fucking friends, you should go to ICU2. That's ICU2.com. You've been talking up and down about how much you want to try video conferencing. You want to give it a shot. Share some moments with a few friends via the internet. Well, why don't you go with the company that's been doing it the longest? ICU2.com. It lets you connect with thousands of people instantly. But most importantly, it lets you connect with the people who matter most. Your family, your friends, the people that you haven't been telling about my fucking show, let's be honest. Unlike some of the other services, ICU2 will never, ever degrade your user experience by limiting any of the shit that you can do with it. Do whatever you want with it. ICU2.com, that's ICU2.com. It's free to try. Download it to your Windows PC, and in seconds, you're running with the 2009 People's Choice Award winner for Internet Communication. That's ICU2, ICU2.com. Shawnee Murphy, ICU2.com. You know, I can't tell you enough. I can't say enough about it.
2009 People's Choice Award winner. Yeah. That says it all right there.
They're going to fucking destroy when 2010 rolls around. Okay? Look out, everybody in the Internet Communication Division. You got some serious competition in ICU2. Don't fuck around. You know what? Imagine if our two sponsors, Rorschach and ICU2, just merged, okay? Rorschach gets on ICU2. He starts talking his wild shit. His fucking just off-the-wall shit, which I can't fucking get enough of. On ICU2, it's a no-brainer. I should make this happen. I should try it, reach out to both parties, and be the mediator in this merger of excellence. And Rorschach, of course, is here. HeroesTalk.com/who is he. Shawnee Murphy, it's good to be back. Such a long, tiresome break.
It was pretty lengthy.
Yeah. Now, what did you do on the break?
Yeah, I went and I had myself a good smoke.
Good smoke. Calm the fucking nerves.
Calm it down. Relax. You know, chill. I'm good to go for the last hour of the show.
Living life, hanging out, having fun, just doing what you do. That's what we're trying to do here at Heroes Talk. Shawnee Murphy, you might be aware of this. Every year, you are because you went to the first one. Every year, HeroesTalk.com has a Labor Day event. Every year, there are live performances from your favorite HeroesTalk.com shows, which of course means Best in Show, which of course means The Awful Hour, and us. Last. Us. Possibly some bands and all that stuff. We're trying to nail down the location. We're trying to hammer down on the location. We think we have an excellent choice. We want everybody's feedback. If you even plan on going and you're able to go into a bar, I know that we've picked up a few people that are less than 21, that are younger than 21 because of Tiny Chat and Chat Roulette. This isn't for you. I'm sorry. Go fuck off in a diner and drink some goddamn milk and eat a couple fucking cookies and cry. Just wondering why you can't drink alcohol and be miserable like all the other adults. Wait a couple years. It'll happen. It'll be glorious for you. You'll be wearing a Home Depot orange fucking collared shirt and just belittling people that are younger than you. And wondering, should we have this event in Staten Island? Staten Island, New York. Home of Best in Show. Original home of The Awful Hour. Original home of Jeff from the former What Show. We have it posted, the exact venue, on heroestalk.com/forum. We have nothing but positive feedback from everybody who voted. They all seem to be into it right now. I think the name of the place is Bottomley's on Van Duzer Street in Staten Island. It's going to be September 4th. September 4th. This is the Labor Day event. This is the fucking big one, okay? We had a huge event for a bald man getting balder and older. That was huge. It was fun. This is the one that we're going to be pushing now. This is the one we want to be great. Apparently, Chris from Best in Show told me about this place, Sean, and he said that the owner is basically a lunatic and doesn't care about his business. So we can do whatever we want, pretty much.
So we could basically burn this fucking place to the ground.
I'm sure that he wants to keep the building, but if we convince him, he might let us destroy his property.
So, you know, peeing on the floor, fair game.
It wasn't the first one. Oh! I said it! That's right. Those of you who've been to the first Labor Day party, which was at a friend of Best in Show's house, might want to ease them into the notion that their fucking bathroom was pissed in just everywhere. Everywhere. The line of people around your house that were trying to get into your house to use your bathroom, I'm guaranteeing you 9 out of every 10 people that went to that bathroom did not urinate in the sink. And 10 of 10 urinated. That's what I'm going to say. Do you think that's accurate?
Well, I think one of the funniest things about that was you and I hadn't talked at the show or at the event about it.
Yeah.
And we're driving home and we're both I look at you and I'm like, hey, man, I peed on the floor in that bathroom. And you look at me and go, yeah, I peed on the floor in that bathroom, too. Like, there was no doubt. Like, so at that point, I think it was pretty definite that everyone who went in that bathroom just let fly, because once one person goes, it's kind of like a dog when they smell the scent. They smell another dog's pee there.
I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be rude to the guy.
They definitely pee there. So I think everyone at that point was probably peeing in that bathroom. If we didn't set the precedent,
I definitely didn't. I want to let you know, I wouldn't just go to somebody's house and decide to piss on the floor because it's some fucking thing that I do. When I see, I try to piss generally in the bathroom. I try to put my piss where the most piss is. Okay, the toilet obviously was the cigarette fucking ashtray and shit box. The fucking sink was filled with like toilet paper and all kinds of shit, toothpaste for some reason. There was a huge ocean of piss on the floor. What is it gonna hurt if I piss there? I don't want to piss in the fucking toilet that's filled to the seat, not even the brim. It found a way to fill itself to the top of the seat. It's so plugged up with mung, it doesn't even drip out from underneath the edge of the removable goddamn seat. So I pissed into the puddle. I piss where the most piss is in a bathroom. So, if you have a bathroom where there's a lot of piss on the floor, expect me and possibly Shawnee Murphy to piss on the floor. Hopefully, Bottomley's in Staten Island does not have that, but I have a feeling that he will, the owner probably doesn't give a shit. He might have, I'm telling you, there may be bloodletting at this fucking party. There may be some kind of sacrifice out front.
There'll be a monkey knife fight.
Listen, do you know how much I would love to see a monkey knife fight? I would pay a lot, let's just say. I would go second mortgage to see monkeys fight with knives. You would never get another chance to see it again. If this is offered to you, you have to jump on it.
Oh, yeah, because that's got to be a rare event. I mean, like a dog fight you could probably see any time, but a monkey knife fight, that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I mean, you could anybody could probably arrange a dog fight. The type of person it would take to make monkeys fight with knives, like, think of the training. They not only have to convince the monkey that this is a weapon to do harm on other monkeys and only other monkeys, they have to convince two of them to do that and give them enough of a reason to use this power. That's something I would love to witness. I'm surprised you said that. That has actually been my number one dream, to see that. Another number one dream, I want a big guest at this fucking event. And I'm going to shoot for the moon here. I'm going to give two choices. I know I'm not going to get either one. But in a perfect world where everything goes well and we have a monkey knife fight in the backyard of this bar. Yes, there is a backyard. If we could have one of the two people that I'm going to name a 10. Shawnee Murphy, who would you choose? The people are Mario Slaughter or Firebats Guy from the StarCraft video. I leave you to debate.
See, I've got to figure, okay, Firebats Guy would be a lot of fun to have for about 4 minutes. and then he would just be annoying. He would just be bothersome. He'd be the kind of guy who's like following you around the whole time, you know, looking to talk about Firebats and StarCraft. But I'm thinking Mario Slaughter, he's going to be a good time because he's not going to stop drinking. That guy's going to come out loaded. He's going to be fucking wasted. He's going to be punching people. It'd be all sorts of violence coming out of Mario Slaughter, all sorts of yelling, you know, beer bottles just flying across the bar. Mario Slaughter is going to be a party and a half right there, I got to tell you.
You know what, though?
I'm definitely voting for Mario Slaughter.
Your whole argument for him being the dream guest at our party is exactly why I would not want him to be there. Of course he's going to get fucked up, but look what he does when he's marginally fucked up. He just fucking can't stop screaming and threatening people. And recently, he had a video where he told the internet to just wait. Native American revenge will come upon you or some shit. Like, he was literally invoking the power of the Indians to take care of the people on the internet that were doing him wrong. This guy gets a fucking schlitz in him. He's gonna fucking scalp somebody in the goddamn bar. Firebats Guy, yeah, he'll be fun to look at and talk to for 4 minutes. But then you work him. You get him shit-faced. He's probably never been drunk in his entire life. You get him drunk, it turns into that scene from Weird Science. We ain't even got a license, Lisa. They ain't even have firebats in the game, Lisa. That's what we want.
See, I don't know. You're talking about this being an anything goes party where we can basically destroy this establishment.
I don't want you to destroy the establishment.
But that's what you promised me that.
But I don't want you to do that because there's going to be. I don't want to break any news. But there's going to be a further need for this bar to exist. Is all I'm going to say. We can't destroy the fucking building, but we could probably do any shit that we need to do there. Okay?
All right. But I still think Mario Slaughter, you know, you want a kind of party where a lot of things can go?
Yeah.
Mario Slaughter is going to be good for that. Firebats Guy, I see him getting drunk being even more annoying
really?
To be around.
You think
yeah.
so?
Yeah, definitely.
I say you feed him drinks until he falls asleep and then you draw on him.
So you go into like 8-year-old sleepover mode.
Yeah, well, I mean, we already want to turn the guy into a meme. We've made we've submitted his picture to memegenerator.net/firebats. Memegenerator.net/firebats. There's a ton of them with captions on there. I know that Mayonnaise, you, Casey, and I have been going wild with this poor dope. But by drawing on his face, we could write our own captions. One partially witty line on his forehead, and then like fucking serious business on his fucking neck or something. Like it would be fun. Whereas with Mario Slaughter, you know, they do have knives in these fucking bars. I would worry that he would get a corkscrew or something pointy and just fucking hold someone at bay.
Yeah, there's a good chance that someone's not coming to that bar alive if Mario Slaughter is there. Whereas you're probably right, Firebats Guy, we can get him drunk and wait till he passes out, and then we can basically turn him into a human meme.
Or, you know, you walk a few blocks and then you find yourself, you're in Staten Island, you walk several blocks, and eventually you are where Wu-Tang started in some fucking project. You just leave Firebats Guy there. He wakes up. He doesn't know where the fuck he is. All he sees are very scary individuals. And he's frightened because all he knows is warfare that involves fucking space vehicles and fucking aliens and shit. And he has no former social skills that would be revered.
And the only black guy he knows is a flamboyant gay.
Yeah, that's true. The movie with Harry Potter. that black dude in that video really did sound like everyone's impression of a fucking Blanche DuBois. That southern fucking belle voice that they have to do Just a lady in despair as he's fucking doing pirouettes across from a closed Auntie Anne's pretzel shop. I don't know. I don't give a shit about any of it. I'm in relaxation mode. I'm fucking around. I don't really care. And the reason is because next week I will be in the Outer Banks. We will not be doing a live show. However, we may have something prepared for you that will be released in place of a live show. Be released at the time our show would have been. We'll see about that. But next week, I'm off to the fucking beach. Not going to the goddamn shore, okay? I'm going to North Carolina. And I was given a gift. We do this every year. It's a family trip. My whole family goes down to the Outer Banks. We basically drink and swim, eat, and enjoy ourselves. And this year, my mom gave me a gift for use on the beach. And I'm going to get it. So those of you who are seeing the video will know it. But I'll try to describe it well enough for the audio only people. And I don't know. Can you see me, Shawnee Murphy?
I can see you in your beautiful orange shirt.
Listen, don't hate that I look like I either work at Home Depot or escaped from a very fashionable penitentiary.
You kind of look like a creamsicle.
You know what? I do look like a fucking creamsicle. And all these people that are like, hey, I like your shirt. I know you hate my shirt. You don't need to fucking tell me you like it. It's a goddamn bright orange striped shirt, okay? It's nothing to speak of. You don't have to fucking patronize me, you pricks. All right, now, I'm going to get this gift. I brought it very close. It's for the beach, okay? Do you want to take any guesses of what you think it might be? Shawnee Murphy?
Well, I think it's a little unfair. Actually, I already know what it is, so I think guessing would be a little unfair.
Okay. This is a gift my mom gave me. It's a hat for the beach. It's made out of straw, and it's essentially a fucking cowboy hat with a goddamn band on it, and it's made out of straw, and I look like I should be fucking... be in a goddamn meeting that's supposed to end with me being convinced to cut my corn down and grow fucking soybeans. That's what I look like. It does not fucking fit. It is absolutely fucking hideous. And if someone would send me a screenshot of this to djnewstyle@gmail.com, that would be very much appreciated. If you do it right now, little Jimmy Francone, who is our buddy Leslie from Brooklyn, Hate Us Talk, that every Monday night, he's saying that this is his co-host's Walter Sobchak's hat. Because it's Southern? Is that why? You fucking prick. Now, my mom gives me gifts sometimes, and she thinks this is cool, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I'm going fucking strawberry picking or something. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with this. I would never wear a hat like that. I don't know where I have ever given her the goddamn inkling that I would wear something like this.
That hat is fucking awful, dude.
This is
terrible.
And I just, it is the worst fucking, hold on, here we go. Someone is taking a screenshot of this hat. I think this might be suitable for the episode fucking thing. It doesn't matter. Listen, it doesn't fucking matter.
Just looking at this hat.
I generally go down there every year for a week. I don't care what I look like. It's a very low bar to meet to not be embarrassed by how you're dressing. Everywhere you go, people are wearing fucking mesh tank top versions of football jerseys and fucking like boxer shorts, sandals and black socks, and hats like this, to be perfectly honest. So, I just wear the same pair of shorts all fucking week, a t-shirt, and sandals. That's it. What fucking clue could I have ever given off that I would want to wear this? And I feel really bad. I feel bad. She's like, no, you're not wearing... Like, I don't know what to do with it, so I'm putting it on my head. She's like, no, you're wearing it like that because you think it's ugly. You think it's gross. I said, how the fuck else am I going to wear it? I put it on my head. Like I'm wearing it shitty. I'm wearing it to let her know it's a bad gift. I think I basically just put it on my skull, and she realized it was terrible.
She realized that there's no way that thing fits on your head. I mean, your entire forehead is still showing underneath that hat.
Well, I mean,
it doesn't even come close to fitting.
I have headphones on, so I mean, I'm trying to put them like around the back, like I'm gonna go on the fucking treadmill and just run my ass off. But this hat is fucking terrible. I can put it up and look like put the front brim up. It looked like I have to give bad directions to something. Like someone paid me off to give tourists bad directions so they can later be hunted and fucking killed. I mean, I understand trying to stay out of the fucking sun. I really do. Skin cancer's a bitch. But I almost would rather get skin cancer than be seen with this fucking hat. Sure, I have a decent story I can tell people now. But this is not something I would typically wear at all. But I don't want to make her feel bad, because I do care, and I've decided that I'm going to wear this hat the entire week and never remove it. And with it, I'm going to give myself a southern accent. And whenever I wear this hat, I will assume the role of a character that I've created called Terry Humphrey Silver. And every time I wear this fucking hat, God damn it. Hey, thank you for my hat. It's a very, very beautiful hat, Ma. How are you? Hey, can I get some motherfucking eggs for my mother here? God damn it, son of a bitch. Want 2 fried eggs and some orata fries on the side with some Hunt's ketchup. And I won't stop using this fucking voice and wearing this fucking hat. Because there's no other thing, there's no other purpose for this. Do you understand? Would you ever, someone gives you this hat, Shawnee Murphy. Someone gives you this beautiful hat. What do you do?
I am the worst bad gift getter in the world. I have no capability of hiding my disappointment in awful gifts. Like, someone gives me an awful gift, and my reaction, I can't do the fake, like pretend like I really like it, but I actually immediately have a face loaded with disappointment. They just know that they've done me wrong with this horrible gift.
You frown, you scowl when you get a.
I do. Oh.
Yeah.
A hat.
That's a way to. That's mastery of saying, I really hate that, with one syllable.
Yeah, I'm really good at letting people know I don't like stuff. I cannot fake at all the liking the bad gift.
When
but
you
I can
say,
let people know really well that their gift sucks.
When you
I'm
say,
really good at that.
When you say, oh, with clenched teeth and nothing else, oh, is a bad fucking gift.
Yeah, it's no good. Because usually when that happens, it's like you're expecting something else. Like, for some reason, even though most gifts are bad, you kind of delude yourself that this time it's going to be good, because every time you really want that good gift and you want to think it's a good gift. So you build it up in your mind that it's going to be good, and then when it's not good, that's your immediate reaction. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
It's a hat.
Is this the first sign that my mom is now a bad gift giver? Like, she always used to give like really, really good stuff, but I don't know. Maybe she saw, what did she see, Matthew McConaughey wearing this and like fucking a perfect fucking set of abs and like fucking jeans running on the beach, and she thought that looked really good, so she was gonna send it to her computer programmer son who goes to the beach 5 days a year and wear this. Like, what am I gonna do with this fucking hat? I could put alligator teeth on the fucking band and do a goddamn Crocodile Dundee impression and almost not be an asshole. Almost.
I mean, are straw hats even a beachwear? I mean,
I don't know. Maybe if you're 90. If you're 90 and you're unable to evade the sun, like, if umbrellas don't exist, this is the hat you should get. And I hate tearing this apart at my mom's expense. She bought this hat. She must have spent upwards of, what, $5, you think?
The worst part is she saw that hat and she thought about you.
He would love this.
Oh, Ken, this is perfect for Ken.
He would love, you know, we're going to the beach. I'll buy him a nice hat.
I'll buy him a nice beach hat.
This will be his beach hat. As a guy, you don't need a fucking beach hat. You just have a hat you already have.
Or either that or your mom just hates you. It's another possibility. I'm going to make my jackass son look like an asshole, and he's going to be too nice to actually do anything about it. He's going to wear this stupid hat and look like a fucking moron for a week.
I mean, at least it's not a Brooklyn fedora, okay? Like, at least I'm not supposed to wear this with Air Force Ones and a fucking flannel. But it's made out of fucking straw. It's rattan. I have a fucking rattan hat. Fucking Cody in the Heroes Talk Room is saying that my mom is trolling me. She's intentionally playing me a fool. I have to let older people know what the fuck that means, Cody. Do you understand? People aren't always privy to your hip 4chan vocabulary.
You know, your hat is actually made from vegetables.
Yeah. It really is. Yeah, someone's suggesting that I would need a pipe to go with this hat.
See, I think you need the straw in your teeth.
Yeah, of course.
The one thing, you know, coming out of your teeth is
crawl
talking.
Crawl up on the dune with a red strap and some Orida fries. I don't know what my fascination is with Southerners and Orida fries, like the shittiest of all French fries. The kind of fry that you have to cook on a goddamn baking sheet. That are never, like, they're crispy and then, like, they turn into mashed potatoes in the middle. Orida fries. The only fry that's shaped like a fucking smiley face. That is the official French fry of a person who wears this hat. Someone said, sell this in the Heroes Talk store. Why? No one wants this. I don't want this. I don't even want people to want this. I don't want to give this to anybody. Collector's item. All right. Mayonnaise, PM me your address. I will fucking mail this hat to you. I will give this to you because you've been very good to the show. You can have my hat gently used. Gently used. Now I have to be... Not only do I have to be embarrassed for having this, I have to be embarrassed walking into a fucking... The post office to send this. Or you know what? Maybe we play a game show a couple weeks. Make this the grand prize. We both autograph it, Shawnee Murphy. I'll put a little piece of hay right in here where the fucking plume would be. And the winner gets this hat. The winner gets this hat signed by us. I don't know. I really don't know what to do with it. I have a feeling, you honestly couldn't give this to somebody. Like, even a homeless man with fucking red skin, because you see them when you go to the Outer Banks, that they use the beach showers to shower. And it says, like...
That's pretty wise, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, you live in nice weather, you get free showers, you can just basically be a beach bum. But eventually, like, later on in the season, they're completely red. And they obviously have some kind of, like, skin diseases and shit, because, you know, you can't sleep under decks, like, all day. But I give this to them. Maybe it keeps their shoulders a little less red. Maybe I cool them off a little bit with this hip, stylish hat. I don't know. I really don't fucking know. Because I could blend in. I really could. I mean,
what if you were in Amish country? You could blend in.
They wear this down there. I mean, again, I don't give a shit what I wear when I'm down there because I have this kind of Yankee arrogance when I go down to Dixie and walk around and I see people with Oakleys with the shoestring fucking band in the back and the fucking mullet. Ugh. Oh, and the shower shoe flip-flops. Not like real flip-flops that are made of like a material like... The shower shoe ones that you buy when you go to a dorm for the first time. I don't know.
Just the little slip on made of just rubber.
Yeah. I don't know. If this is a beach hat, I hope that it was just meant for that beach. I hope she's not expecting this to become my travel hat.
That's your everyday hat.
Anytime I'm going relaxing. Hey, anytime I'm going to kick it on an airline, just step on the big plane. You can tell I'm relaxing because I'm wearing parachute pants and a fucking straw hat. Jesus Christ. I just want to relax. I just want to have a decent time, okay? The trip getting there is the worst part of it. I don't know. I would imagine there's a bunch of people that are going on their summer vacation now that had an interesting trip there. You again made me aware of something involving an airline. Again, the second week in a row.
We're
discussing airlines. Last week it was Spirit Air, and I forget what it is this week.
This week it's JetBlue, and this story was way too great to not talk about. In fact, probably most people know about it at this point because this thing has blown up everywhere since I read it 2 days ago.
Yeah,
but what really makes this funny is last week's discussion about airlines. We talked about an incident I was in where the person I was traveling with tried to get his bag from the overhead before the plane had actually fully gotten to the gate.
Post 9/11, sprinting down the fucking center aisle. And then running back with a goddamn bag in his hand.
So I'm reading this story, and apparently what happens is something very similar. Someone tries to get their bag before the plane fully taxis up. Oh. So the male stewardess, and I do call them stewardesses because that's what they are, regardless of their gender.
Naturally.
He goes and tries to stop this woman from getting her bag. So again, very similar to the event that I was a part of.
Yep.
And the woman bashes the guy on the head with the bag as she's taking it out of the overhead. She cracks him across the skull. So this guy apparently gets in a shouting match with her and wants her to apologize, and she refuses. So I guess this guy had just reached his breaking point. This was his falling down moment. And for those who have seen that movie, he just completely loses it. So the guy keys up on the PA system. He says, "To the fucking asshole who told me to fuck off, it's been a good 28 years. I've had it. That's it." He then proceeds to go to the galley, grab a beer, take a seat, chug down the beer, stand up, grab more beer, pull open the emergency exit. The slide pops out of the plane. He throws his bags down the slide and slides down the slide onto the runway. And walks off and gets on the train and goes home.
Yeah. A fucking...
The guy just completely lost it. I mean, this was, straight out of, like, Jerry Maguire shit.
All other, like, epic job quitters have just been fucking usurped. This guy has done the best.
This guy's done it. He just completely, in a crowded plane, completely full of people, tells all the passengers to fuck themselves.
Yeah. In his little fruity voice. Let's face it.
He breaks out. Oh, yeah, this guy definitely had...
To the fucking asshole! And, like, just really held on to the end of asshole because he had a vision in his mind. So he skated off.
You got a guy who's clearly going to be homosexual doing the most stereotypical homosexual thing, just throwing a complete hissy fit, being completely overdramatic, and going out of the emergency exit door.
I mean, we do know people that are... flight attendants, there has to be some straight ones. So we can't really assume that the dude is gay.
Thanks to the Daily News, because now this story is blown up. I mean, if you do a search on the internet for JetBlue steward or stewardess or flight attendant, you see like 9 million news articles right now. This thing is huge right now. So the Daily News of New York gets a scoop that apparently this guy, so he flees the plane. He makes his great getaway out the side exit. He gets on the train. He goes home. The police come to arrest him. And what's he doing? He's in bed with his boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Then you can. And he is a big faggot.
Yes, he is clearly homosexual, without a doubt. I mean, the police go and they bust him in bed with his boyfriend. So he is like, "I just had enough of this." And he storms home and bangs his boyfriend.
Well, how nice of him to bring an extra beer, though.
He did. He brought beer home for him.
Well, that's very thoughtful. That's very, very thoughtful. Maybe they do deserve to be married. You care that much to quit your job and steal beer, and you bring one for the guy who's going to be in you. It's very nice.
Well, you got to loosen yourself up a little bit,
I guess so. I guess so. To me, though, the way that I take this story, just give it a fucking rest. Just fucking deal with it. What are you going to do? What could you possibly do now? Like, when you quit these fucking jobs like that, when you have a job that you don't like and you really want to stick it to them and fucking go out like Indiana Jones sliding down the fucking slide with beer in your hands, running to your car and going to fuck some guy in some shitty apartment. What's next? What, like, no fucking foresight to these people. And he, of course, he is a hero now. I've seen Tumblr, and I saw the people that they take the airplane cartoon diagram things of people actually using the slide, and they just Photoshop beers in the hand and they write hero underneath. It's becoming a meme.
This guy's definitely no star. He's got nothing. That's the thing. Like, he's become so famous for how he quit his job that there is zero chance he's ever going to find another. Someone, you know, he applies for a job. What's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to type his name in Google.
Yeah.
And this shit is going to come up about how he cursed off the entire airline, drank beer, broke out of the side exit, and that's it. I mean, the guy is unemployable unless he changes his name.
Yeah. I mean, at least Mario Slaughter's name is Gene Leonard or something like that. Like, it's not Mario Slaughter. Jesse Slaughter is not her real name. So when that shit blew up, yeah, it fucked their life up, but they can still get other jobs. This guy, this is his real fucking name because it's a goddamn, it's from a fucking police report. You can be flamboyant, and he definitely was. You can shine, you can do all that shit. But you gotta at least think about what the fuck you're doing to yourself. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I revel in the wreck of this guy's life and just the frustration and the fact that he basically just told a whole plane of people, fuck you. Like, I don't give a shit. You know, you're going to all be fucking rude and try to get your fucking bags before everybody else and fuck this and fuck that. Week in, day out, I fucking do this. I've had it. I'm taking the fucking emergency inflatable plane down. Or inflatable slide or whatever it was. I can see it, but it makes no fucking sense. And there was also another girl that did something like this to quit her fucking job. Did you see this girl with the whiteboard?
Yeah, she was a, what was it, a HOPA?
Yeah, she basically decided, the story is that her boss, she called her boss on the phone describing her as an HOPA, which is hot piece of ass. And the reason, I guess, was because she picked the phone up, answered because she was the assistant, forwarded it to her boss. The boss said, yeah, she's a HOPA. To the guy, and then probably conducted fucking business. Because the guy on the other line obviously heard a woman. He played a quick round of fat or not, decided that she was not fat, and asked what she looks like. And the guy goes, yeah, she's an HOPA. Now down to fucking business. And this bitch takes exception with it and creates this vast slideshow of her holding a whiteboard telling every, I hope you had a happy Monday. I'm quitting. Blah, 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 blah. Just 33 pictures of all this shit, analyzing what her boss does, how many hours a week he does this, that, playing Farmville and shit. Like, making jokes about what the other people who still work there think about him. So she's not only fucking the boss, she's fucking her former coworkers that she probably, I guess, expected maybe to be on good terms with or be on the same side with because she's supposedly attacking the boss. It's just not the fucking way to go. I don't know if this whole thing is real or if it's like an elaborate, like, media fucking viral attempt at attention. I mean, what, do you think this is? You think it's a real thing?
I think there's a good chance it's not. You know, yeah. The girl, it's like that lonely girl stuff.
Yeah.
And because, you know, the girl, she's clearly acting. She's holding these whiteboards.
Yeah.
And scrolling through each one of these things. So she's written down, she's taking a picture. But every picture, she's putting on a very dramatic act. And I mean, it's pretty convincing, like, you know, pretending to cry.
Yeah.
And, you know, being all smug and, like, you know, being confused about what a HOPA means. And, you know, you can just clearly see her emotions. I think there's some acting genes going on there. And I think it's fake.
Yeah, maybe it is because it is professionally shot. And then after she explains what hot piece HOPA means, hot piece of ass, all of a sudden she's wearing fucking jorts, fucking these really short denim fucking shorts and like a slut top. And now that's to just show how hot she is, and she's taking her act elsewhere. But it brings up an example, even if it's fucking fake. This shit could very well be real. It could happen. This could have happened. Even if this particular case is not real. Like, how many fucking broads go to work wearing, like, this revealing shit? Like, I guess when they show her in business attire in the earlier slides, she's basically wearing a fucking, like, a teal tank top that's tucked into a skirt. And it's business attire because the belt is huge.
No, it's business attire because she's wearing glasses.
Oh, that's it. She does the fucking glasses remove thing. Of course it's fucking fake.
Of course. She goes from being the girl with the glasses.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, I mean, you look at the girl with the glasses, you're like, oh, yeah, I can see her being a hot piece of ass. And then the glasses come off and it's like, whoa, look at her. It's like every fucking 80s and early 90s teenage prom movie.
Yeah. And all the comments on it, people are not really assuming this to be fake. And people are applauding her for her fucking bravery. Oh, you're so brave for quitting like this, even though you have no other fucking options, no other job lined up. And again, like the shit diaper, if a guy does this shit, he's a fucking asshole, what an idiot, you're irresponsible, untrustworthy. But this bitch is a little bit, she's nice to look at, right? So this is completely okay. She's a fucking hero. She's brave.
Oh, well, you know, you bring up the point of the guy doing it, it wouldn't work. But if it was an ugly chick, it'd be the same exact thing.
Oh, yeah. Ugly chicks are as good
people,
as guys.
People would – actually, the ugly chick would get it worse.
You think so?
Ugly chick would get it really bad.
No, I disagree. Not as bad as a guy would.
No, I think the ugly chick gets it worse because no man is supporting the ugly chick in her move there.
Well, no man is supporting it either. And you know what? I would be hard-pressed to say that there are a lot of men supporting the hot chick doing this shit.
No, I think there's probably a lot of men supporting the hot chick.
I think there's a fucking an uprising going on against these hot chicks and their stupid attempts at fucking attention. I like to think that there's a mounting fucking effort against these fucking people.
There is not. Okay. Hot chicks are as powerful as ever.
They are always powerful.
They completely control. Okay. Yeah, I was actually talking to someone who listened to our show last week, okay, talking about the holding the door incident and about how you end up holding the door for an uncomfortably long period of time.
Yeah.
And he said, he's like, you know what? I did that recently. There was a hot chick and I realized I held the door uncomfortably long just because I wanted to get a look at the hot chick.
Yeah.
So there's no uprising happening. We are as big of saps as we ever were. In fact, maybe even bigger than ever. Because now what happens, so this girl posts all that stuff, and what happens? How many comments do you see where people are like, you're beautiful.
I'll hire you.
I'll hire you.
I need an assistant. You fucking assholes.
Like this fucking bitch is going to be like, hey, this fucking tool on the internet,
wow,
who just proposed to me because of my fucked up video, I'm going to get on his shit.
Tony Hawk Gay, 29, is just saying he wants me to be his assistant. I better get a move on. Just so fucking lame. The guys are fucking lame, okay? Guys are fucking lame. That's what I'm going to say. The power of fucking beauty is just alarming. Just fucking alarming. But I happen to think ugly chick does this. Yeah, it's bad. There's a backlash. Nowhere near as bad as a guy doing it, because the ugly chick will have the fucking feminists. She will have the feminists, because this is a matter of it's almost like sexist, because he called her a hot piece of ass. This, although that wouldn't have happened, he would have probably called her a fucking
fat pig.
she's an FP. What does that mean? Fat pig.
Yeah, like the guy on the other end playing fat or not.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like,
holy
he's
like, shit, how big is this bitch?
Oh, she's an FP.
Enormous. Enormous. You said enormous on the phone. Is that all you think of me? You fucking bitch.
No, but I think the fat pig bitch would have gotten a lot worse, because people would have just been sitting there insulting everything about her. They would have been, you know, they would have been calling her a fat bitch.
Yeah, and they would have been coming up with clever celebrities to compare her to, the likes of Rachel Dratch, Nora Dunn, and any other basic SNL alum that got no love.
And can you imagine the memes? I mean, she would have the board just available to write on for you.
So oh, this
you
can is already that, happening with her.
You can make the fat bitch say whatever you want. Well, yeah, I'm sure you can make the hot bitch say whatever you want too. But
yeah, I mean, it's going to happen for the next 2-3 weeks, and then it'll happen again after those 2 weeks. But that will not be met with comments of LOL or win. Instead, the comments
or
will
you,
be
you get some internets
will be like old fag or so old or Simpsons did it or something like that. I mean, the internet moves really quickly. Like we were all kind of, and I'm still kind of obsessed with Mario Slaughter. I find the man to be entertaining and captivating, but we have the stewardess man now. And we have this fucking whiteboard bitch. So that'll consume our attention for a little bit. They're going to have to pull some kind of magic trick out of their fucking trucker hat to keep us entertained. So, I mean, shit moves really quick. They have about a 2-week window of relevance, I think. So they need a book deal out. They need a book deal together and everything published in 6 days. like Sully did when he landed in the fucking harbor after hitting the geese. He had a book out in like what, a week?
Sully's still going strong though.
He's not. Stop it.
Fairly recently he was retiring, so he got back into the news. Ugh. Like okay, yeah, you're wonderful. You landed a plane, you did your fucking job, but
yeah,
I mean,
but
he got way too much attention.
But it's more like the support for like George Bush had from like everybody after the towers were down. This guy hits a few geese, everybody's behind him. Now, like, what have he done? Nothing. Oh, he's retiring? Yeah, okay. Well, you know, all he did was hit fucking geese. Who gives a shit? So, like, it fades quickly. And when it's just born from the internet, like this bitch with her fucking slideshow of the whiteboard, it's gonna cool off rapidly. But yeah, people are doing the shit where they're photoshopping the whiteboard and all that, but that's not gonna last. It's not gonna last. I mean, the truth is, if it's real, yeah, she's attractive. She'll be hired again because of that. But she's also going to be objectified again. Do you understand? Like, she quit because she was objectified. And the cycle is going to keep repeating. She just doesn't fucking get it. She doesn't know how to embrace it. The fact that she has no valuable skills other than being visible.
Well, and the thing is, she might have those valuable skills, but they're never going to get noticed.
Yeah,
if you're a good-looking woman, you could be the most competent bitch ever.
Yeah.
It's irrelevant. Yeah. You're going to always be hired or, you know, promoted or whatever else is going to be purely based on your looks, because you're probably going to be working for a dude who hired you, and he's going to hire you because you're hot.
And I mean,
bottom line.
And I guess is it fair? Probably not. But if you do have the skills, maybe your shirt should be as thick as fucking peacoats. Okay, and wear a goddamn straight jacket to work. Cover it up a little bit. Dress it down. Reverse the teen comedy. Put the glasses on, hair in a fucking messy bun. Paint weird pictures and shit. I don't know. She will be, because I know this bitch doesn't have any skills. I can tell. I can look into her eyes and see that she was impressed that she was called that. And she decided to take advantage of being objectified so she could get some attention for herself and maybe appear in a fucking Quiznos commercial. This was her fucking striking while the iron is hot. She heard this. It's like anybody who's like, oh god, I hope I get sexually harassed because I'll sue this place, I'll be fucking gone. And I've heard that countless fucking times from countless people who hate their fucking jobs and just want that exit strategy. Oh, I hope I get injured on the job so I never have to come back here. Just live off of that fucking check. I hope my boss makes a pass at me so I could sue him. That shit goes on forever. This girl assumed that being called a hot piece of ass was her out. Just, the work isn't a place for sexiness. It isn't. It just isn't. And I'm not always talking about the kind where it's a girl who's just nervous that she looks good and people only want to look at her. I'm talking about saying the word sexy. You shouldn't be fucking saying that word at fucking work. I understand.
I think I might go with, you know, all the way to the extent that you should never say that word.
You think sexy is never to be said?
I mean, even if you see a good-looking broad, you go, oh, man, that chick's sexy. It sounds fucked up. It doesn't sound good.
You're right. You're right. Although there may be a, time where you say
that
it.
Tom
and it
Selleck,
works.
He's sexy.
That mayonnaise has the remix coming. You got a good one there. You got a good one. I think I laughed over it though. Can we get another run on that one? Probably not. Okay. Yeah, I understand. It is terrible sounding, but it may slip into maybe some dirty talk, something like that. Maybe you tell a girl you think she is that. Maybe you're an R&B singer and you can't find another word that sounds better. But when you're at work and you have a new fucking phone, or someone is showing you their new phone, you never refer to a fucking feature on that device. Hey, that's sexy. Today, I was in my office, and our IT guy, I guess, was elated that a laptop was shipped. And, cool, whatever. I mean, I enjoy enthusiasm related to technology. I think it's cool that people can get excited over new devices and really follow the tech blogs and be into it and know all the stuff. I think that's cool. We were buying a cheaper laptop, and it ended up being nicer than he had anticipated, and he wanted to show it to me. So I looked at him like, oh, that's really cool. It's thin. It's lightweight. That's great. He goes, yeah. It's real thin. I like the metal finish. This thing is sexy. We're the only ones in the fucking room. Is that the word you really need to use? This thing is sexy.
I mean, the word sexy has the root sex.
Yes.
I mean, it should be reserved for things that you want to have sex with. So unless you're planning on banging away at this electronics.
It did have an external DVD drive. It did. So maybe he wanted to fuck that. Plug it in and I don't know. But yeah, don't use sexy. And yeah, you're right. It's the root is sex. Things that you want to fuck, you can call sexy. He's touching the fucking... Look, it has volume control here. And he didn't say, oh, that's sexy. He said, sexy. And he, like, cinched his face up.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking terrible. And why is it that whenever somebody gets a new phone and they feel the need now that they have to start texting more in front of you and poking around in front of you so that you'll ask, oh, what kind of phone is that? Like, just to kind of make it less awkward that they're staring at this glowing rectangle. And they go, oh, dude, it's the newest fucking thing. Look at this fucking thing. Look at this. Oh, dude. All I want to know is the brand, not what you're going to fucking do with it. It's real sexy. The worst. Absolute fucking worst. There should, you know what? I just want, if there's no hot chicks where I work, I don't want there to be discussions of sexiness. Sure, if there's some girl that happens to visit the office and she's hot, guys are going to talk. Guys are going to say, oh, did you see her? Man, she's pretty hot. Did you see her? She looks pretty good. No one's going to say sexy. I want a sexy-free office. People have it written on their fucking shirts and shit, too. The fucking... Like, they think so fucking highly of themselves, they actually wear t-shirts with sexy written on it. And all that shit. Do you ever get into an uncomfortable situation in your office at all when you're presented with this shit, this sexiness? Someone's so convinced something is sexy, they have to advertise it as such.
Well, there's this. I usually work pretty late, so I'm there when the cleaning staff arrives.
Yeah, I know what that's.
And as anyone knows who works in an office building, the cleaning staff is invariably nothing but illegal immigrants.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's what it's going to be. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And there is this one woman that is on the cleaning staff. She's been there for a while now. And she goes out of her way to be sexy. She does everything she can. She'll wear skin-tight pants, like, you know, like spandex pants, you know, where it's like only like to the knees. You know the spandex that goes
to Jesus.
The knees,
like
not all the way down, and t-shirts,
the Peg Bundy like, pants.
She's wearing belly shirts. She's her belly's gone. Now
it doesn't sound all that bad. I'm gonna let you know.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be bad except fat.
Oh,
fat as hell, and Christ. I'm talking rolls of belly fat. So she's wearing a belly shirt and there's just absolute rolls coming out. And it's one of these things where anytime you're walking around the office and you see her there and you're with a friend, you walk by and everyone, it's just the immediate, did you see that? Oh, God, she's disgusting. She's horrible. Now, the other day, something happened. And I was alone, so I didn't get to go and, like, you know, poke and prod and do the, oh, my God, did you see that?
Yeah.
So I'm walking back into the building, and she's coming out of the elevator as I'm about to get in the elevator. And I catch a glance as I'm trying to avoid looking at her because she's not good looking. And her shirt, in cursive writing, in pink, hot pink cursive writing across it says,
here we go,
beauty.
Well, that's almost worse. That's almost worse than sexy.
Her fucking shirt says beauty on it in hot pink cursive script. Like, what the fuck is this broad thinking? She is the model of disgusting. I mean, big hairy belly fat hanging out.
Oh, the hairy belly.
Oh, you know it's hairy.
Yeah.
You know it's got.
Oh, you didn't get a good look. You're just assuming.
You know, I do the furtive glance away. Like you catch a look. Like, you know, it's like looking at the sun accidentally. You know, you say, oh my God, you know, you don't want to go blind.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, this is so far from being a beauty, but I think she's convinced herself or she's trying to brainwash everyone that she encounters into believing this. Like, I'm going to dress hot and sexy. And I'm going to now advertise this until you believe it. Or she's got one fucking hell of a sense of humor.
Do you think maybe she's going to the club afterwards? Maybe she's wearing her club clothes?
Her club spandex.
Yeah, I mean, do you think that's what it is? I don't know.
I don't think this woman's going to a fucking club.
You don't think so? Is she older? How old?
Yeah, she's not young. You know what? I think if I were to guess, she's one of those women that looks older than she is.
Oh, okay.
But if I were to guess, I'd say she's probably late 30s, but looks like mid to late 40s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Shit.
I mean, she's a beauty.
Do you ever find her in there with like random family members helping? You ever notice that when the cleaning staff comes in and all of a sudden, oh, it's six people tonight. It's great.
Yeah. Well, actually, because I'll be outside a lot because I'm a degenerate smoker when they arrive and they come in like a fucking clown car. Like all of them come together in one car and then you just see people piling out, bodies of people piling out of this car. And then they all walk into the building in like, you know, double file lines. And then they go off and they scatter around the building to do their various cleaning tasks. And I've noticed that they all have their various tasks. Like the one girl always cleans all the bathrooms. I'm like, that sucks for her.
Yeah.
You know, she always cleans the bathroom. Now the fat bitch, she's in charge of mopping. Apparently she does all the mopping around.
Okay.
You got this one new one. Cause they change very rapidly. You know, occasionally there's some that stay for a while. So you think either they're really good at hiding or maybe they're actually legals. But there's one new bitch. They had this little tiny guy who looked like Tattoo from Fantasy Island.
Yeah.
He was doing this job for a while. It's to go out and empty all the garbage cans from the offices and the cubicles. Now, he was doing that for a couple of weeks, and you know, he was actually kind of friendly. He'd always say hi when he came to the office. And I appreciate the friendly illegal immigrants.
Yeah, and I had one. We have one that comes by and does that, and always feels the need to get my attention and say, buddy, hello, buddy. And I'm like, hey, how are you? And then he might say something else. Like it's always the same conversation, but sometimes he deviates. Very hot today. Yeah. Like, I don't know where to go with the conversation, but one time he said something and I didn't understand what it was. And there's one of two ways you can go. Like, when you're not interested in the conversation, your typical responses are, oh, that's great. Oh, man, that sucks. Or you could say, well, like, so I'm just like, that's how it goes. Anytime I don't understand this man, I don't. That's how it goes. And he's like,
okay. What I do when I don't understand people is I just, yes them. I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't want him to get over on me and maybe say, you're a faggot. Yeah.
Bitch. Yeah, that's right.
Huge. Yeah. Just quit JetBlue yesterday. Got a couple of Carlsbergs rolled off a plane. Yeah, so you have the friendly one as well. And you know, that's good.
Friendly one. But occasionally, so this guy, either he got deported or God knows what happened. He disappeared. He's no longer there.
Yeah.
So I can tell when there's someone new coming around because the fat bitch is like the cleaning instructor.
Oh, she's the general of the whole thing.
She's the general. So she's taking someone new around and showing them what to do. So she's showing this new broad that, you know, how to empty the garbage cans, you know, because it's really difficult task. So this woman walks
She's literally taking her to every can and just saying, okay, you take this one and tilt. Take this one and you tilt.
So this woman walks into my office. You know, it's the fat one, and then the new one's a little one. She's a little tiny crackhead looking thing. If she was if she was white or black and not Mexican, I would say she was a crackhead. You don't see many Mexican crackheads, I don't think.
I don't think I've ever seen them.
Yeah,
I did see a couple on an episode of Cops, but they weren't crackheads. They were actually addicted to huffing paint, and they had gold faces. And
you know, I think crack's too expensive for the illegal immigrants.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Sure.
So they bring this little crackhead woman in, and they show her how to clean the garbage, and I'm catching a whiff. And I'm like,
"What, a crotch?
It would not normally be a bad smell. What it is a woman's perfume.
Oh, all right.
But she's clearly bathed in this product. I mean, it is intense. I mean, to the point where she leaves my office, and an hour later, I still smell. She's left behind her fragrance in my office. She's actually marked her territory in my office. This woman is completely overdone this perfume.
But that's how they shower in her country.
Yeah. I mean, it's too much. It's too much.
Sure.
So that was the first day. Now, the second day, I've determined this woman's actually retarded because, you know, you talk about a job that couldn't really be much more difficult or much easier.
No, it's insanely easy.
Emptying garbage cans. This is the lowest of the low as far as skilled labor goes. She's on her first day doing it by herself. So she's already been thrown to the wolves. she comes to my office. I usually, because I'm sitting at my desk and the garbage can's under my desk, I'll usually take the garbage can out, pull it out of my desk, and put it out so that they can get it either without reaching between my legs to go grab the garbage can. So I do this.
Have they ever reached with you there? Like just snuck up on you and maybe slid a hand down?
I face outward, so okay. I kind of know that they're
coming.
So this
perfumed up bitch just goes in there and you move out of the way.
I slide over, I take the garbage can out, I basically hand it to her. And so she does her job, she dumps out the garbage, and then she comes back and puts the garbage can back where she got it, and I slide it back under my desk.
All right, no big deal.
So about 10 minutes later, I see her walking around my office again, you know, around with the garbage can.
Hmm.
And I'm like, what's she doing? Why is she back? And she walks back into my office. And now I'm not moving out of the way to hand her the garbage can because that's already happened. So I don't even know what's occurring here.
Hmm.
She like pushes me out of the way and starts going for the garbage can. And I'm looking at her. I'm like, you already did this. And she has no fucking idea what I'm saying. Like usually they speak a little bit of English. This woman has no clue. And I'm like, you already did this. The garbage can is empty. There's nothing in it. You already did this.
I picture you pointing at her three times, pointing at the can three times, and making an X with your hands.
I think the pointing is probably pretty accurate, but I don't think I made the X. No.
You! No! Yeah.
So that happened. So she's like, she feels stupid. So she walks out.
Here's what just went down. You think she's retarded? You think she's dumb?
That's my impression that this woman
She has just splashed herself in her most luxurious scent. She got to know you by emptying your office trash. She saw that you were a man who is a hard worker. You're there after hours. She came back there to make time with you.
So you think she's working it?
She wants to be with you. Can't you see it?
So her way of telling me that she wants it is to repeatedly empty my garbage can.
She put hands on you, didn't she? Get you out of the way, get that garbage can.
Yeah, like in a kind of a mean fashion. she's actually one of those chicks. You know how some women, like they just have the downturned mouth?
Like no matter what. Perma frown, yeah.
They always look angry.
Like a hastily made snowman. Like, no time to correct the smile now, Jimmy.
this woman's got that appearance going on. The constant look of disgust.
Yeah.
So I don't think she's making time with me. I think I'm going with my dumb theory. Because again, well actually no, you know, this might support your theory. So yesterday I was away from my office when they did the normal trash can emptying rounds. So I came back to my office and, you know, I'm going to go back to work. And she comes into my office. Now, I'm thinking this is her first trip into the office. She's going to empty the garbage can. So I slide the garbage can out. And I'm like, the thing's empty. The garbage can's empty. And I cannot go through an entire day without throwing something in the garbage can, you know, a bottle of iced yep. tea or soda or even, you know, God forbid, work papers. Mm-hmm. And so she clearly did it again. She mm-hmm. came back for her second round of emptying the garbage can. So I don't know. I don't know which theory is right. I don't know if
she doesn't want her man to be burdened with trash.
She's going after Shawnee Murphy. She wants it. She thinks he's sexy.
This isn't the first time. I will ask listeners to dig through the archives of DJNewStyleShow.com and remember a story of a Mexican breezy.
The Mexican breezy. Yes. Yeah, so they haven't all been bad over the years for the cleaning women.
They were smitten with one of the cleaning women.
I don't know if I would say smitten.
You were just intrigued with the idea.
I was thinking the old George Costanza have sex with the cleaning woman on my desk thing.
Okay.
I think that's a pretty good fantasy to have.
You got close and you didn't do anything with it.
I didn't do anything. Well, what happened, you know, so this girl would talk to me every day. We'd have chit-chat. You know, I'm thinking, okay, you know, trying to figure out how you make a move on the cleaning woman. So I tend to overthink everything. So this one
if
was like,
ever
like
there's deal. Something to overthink, it's fucking the cleaning woman at work. Definitely overthink that.
Trying to figure out how you make that move, how you segue from thanks for taking out my garbage to hey, why don't you take your top off and let's bang on the desk. But eventually, you know, so I was talking to her and she's like, I'm going to be going on vacation. I'm like, oh, really? You think the fucking illegal immigrants going on vacation?
I would almost say, like, you guys had this relationship. You were getting very close. Maybe she was almost suggesting that you join her on this vacation.
Maybe, except so the next question I ask, you know, the polite thing about, you know, figuring out what someone's doing on their vacation. Oh, where are you going? Oh, I'm going back home to Costa Rica. Oh, that's nice. Well, how long are you going for? How long are you going for? 3 years. like what? You're going on vacation for 3 years.
When you say I'm going home for vacation and it's longer than a week, you're leaving vacation. You're going home. You emptying garbage cans and getting fucking Shawnee Murphy banana peel fucking grease on your fingertips. That was your vacation. Now you're back home. Costa Rica. Yeah.
So for 3 years.
How long ago? Are you counting the days down?
Yeah, maybe she'll be coming back soon. It's probably been 3 years now.
Girl's going to have to eat someday, ain't she?
You know, there's the issue, though, about the Spanish women. You know what I'm talking about with the Spanish women.
What, that they're born pregnant?
Well, not so much that, but that's one issue.
Oh,
no, it's the attractive, then hit the wall.
Oh yeah, is that like a law though? I mean, does that happen in every case?
I'm fairly certain that is the standard rule as it pertains to Spanish women. Hmm.
They just turn into a human with a body that looks like a floating duck.
they all, and I think they
back
all start
and ass.
You know, every woman under 25 in Costa Rica is absolutely beautiful. Every woman 26 and over. Horrible.
26? Seriously?
That's what I'm saying. I'm sticking with it.
I disagree.
All right.
I disagree. I would say 35, they look like they're 73. Like, it's just a fucking exponential fall off at that point.
I think we can both agree, though, there is an exponential fall up.
Definitely. Absolutely. And I think we can agree that when you're wrapping up trash, you need a Spanish woman. When you're wrapping up a show, sometimes you need us to do it. Thank you for listening to our wonderful episode we will wrap this up for you. Episode 267. There's not going to be a live show next week. There's not going to be a live show next week. There may be something. There may be something there in your podcast feeds. DJNewStyleShow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Don't forget to listen to Best in Show every Thursday night. And The Awful Hour on TheAwfulHour.com. And Hate Us Talk Monday nights. HateUsTalk.com. Wrap this bitch up. Put the cork back in the bottle. I want to thank you, Shawnee Murphy, for being part of the show, as always. And I want to say to everybody, eat my ass, taste my shit, and subscribe to my podcast. And join the Facebook fan page, Fuckface. Thank you. Shawnee Murphy, is there anything you'd like to say to the listeners?
See ya!
Okay.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.